Let's shift to the AI cluster of stories today, and there are several that fit together in an interesting way. The Ask HN thread that's been climbing all morning asks a deceptively simple question. Has anyone actually replaced Claude or GPT with a local model for daily coding work? Over 1,000 upvotes, 457 comments. That comment count tells you this question hit a nerve.
The responses break down roughly into three camps. There are developers who say yes, local models are genuinely good enough for their specific use cases, particularly for code completion on well-understood code bases where context doesn't need to travel to an API, and where they're working in environments where sending proprietary code to a third-party service is either prohibited or uncomfortable. Then there's a large group that says they've tried it and keeps coming back to the frontier models for complex reasoning tasks. And a third group making the interesting argument that the question itself is somewhat false, that the right framing isn't replace, but right tool for the task.
From a business perspective, the cost argument for local models is real. If you're running a team of 20 engineers who each make several hundred API calls a day to a frontier model, that's a meaningful monthly expense. Local inference on machines the team already owns has a very different cost structure. The question is whether the productivity difference justifies the gap in capability.
The technical nuance in this thread is excellent. Several commenters point out that local model now covers a huge range. Running a 3 billion parameter model on a laptop is a fundamentally different experience than running a 70 billion parameter model quantized to 4 bits on a machine with a high-end GPU. The former is often disappointing for complex tasks. The latter can be genuinely competitive for many coding workflows. The barrier isn't really capability anymore. It's hardware investment and setup complexity.
And then there's the home lab angle, which connects to another story today. A developer going by RSGM posted about their home lab AI development platform, 320 points, and it's a detailed write-up of building a self-hosted inference setup that handles their daily AI-assisted development. The setup is a legitimate piece of infrastructure engineering, managing model weights, inference servers, integration with code editors. It's not a weekend project. It's closer to running a small private cloud.
What's interesting about that post alongside the Ask HN thread is that it suggests a real bifurcation happening in the developer community. There's a subset, probably technically sophisticated, privacy-conscious, or working on sensitive code bases, who are investing seriously in local inference infrastructure. And there's a larger group for whom the API services remain the default because the friction of self-hosting isn't worth it. The question is which direction the gravity pulls over the next few years as local model quality improves.
Which leads naturally into the Economist piece that made it to HN today. Humanity isn't ready for the coming intelligence explosion. 106 points, but 305 comments, which suggests the piece is generating more debate than enthusiasm. The core argument, as the HN community has been dissecting it, is that AI capability improvements are going to outpace the institutional and governance structures we have to manage them.
The comments on this one are a case study in how the HN community engages with big picture AI claims. There's significant skepticism about the specific framing of intelligence explosion, which has Vingian connotations that many technically minded readers find imprecise. But there's genuine engagement with the underlying question about preparedness. Several researchers in the thread make the point that the concern isn't necessarily about some discontinuous jump in capability, but about the cumulative effect of relatively incremental improvements compounding faster than regulatory and social adaptation.
And we have Cohere entering the conversation with a new model called North Minicode, a developer-focused model at 104 points on HN. Cohere has been positioning itself as the enterprise-friendly AI company, emphasizing deployment flexibility and data privacy. North Minicode targets the code generation use case specifically, and it's interesting to watch a company like Cohere try to carve space in a market where OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google are all putting massive resources into code-focused capabilities.
There's also the AI safety dimension that the Fable 5 story touches. The Register piece, 52 points, covers a situation where federal authorities got alarmed after a researcher demonstrated that a simple fix this code prompt, with no jailbreaking involved, caused a language model to produce something that crossed a concern threshold. The researcher's point is that the dangerous outputs weren't the result of sophisticated adversarial prompting. They were the result of a model following a completely natural instruction and arriving somewhere unexpected. That's actually a harder problem than jailbreaking, because it's not about bypassing a guardrail. It's about the guardrail not existing in the relevant context.
The regulatory implications of that story are significant. If outputs that violate safety thresholds can emerge from ordinary prompts without any adversarial intent, the compliance and liability frameworks that companies and regulators are trying to build around misuse detection may be addressing the wrong surface. You can't just monitor for unusual prompt patterns if normal prompts produce the problem.